Good day to all of you, and I hope that you're keeping safe. As we're all aware, COVID-19 has caused enormous market volatility and has provided the ultimate test of resilience in financial markets. In early March, there were days when the normally robust primary markets were simply closed for business, and when secondary bond market liquidity evaporated in both the credit and the rate segments. Coincidentally, a few weeks earlier, our study on secondary markets, Time to Act, highlighted the fact that secondary markets remain dealer-centric despite changes in market structure, and that the ability of dealers to assume risk positions has been constrained, contributing to the fragility of liquidity exactly in the sort of stress markets we have just seen. Decisive central bank action, including the return of QE in mid-March, brought increased confidence in return of primary issuance, initially from the highest grade issuers, sovereigns, supranationals and agencies, followed by corporates, both financial and non-financial. Strong institutional investor demand led to record volumes of new issuance shortly before Easter. This central bank intervention also provided support to secondary markets, easing liquidity concerns. However, liquidity still remains challenged, particularly for the lower grade, structurally more illiquid credits. The repo market is a critical funding tool, particularly in times of stress, and as our recent study shows, has arguably been the most robust element of the market, operational throughout and generally performing well in the face of high volumes. In the face of this global disruption, it has been tremendously encouraging that remote working arrangements implemented by our members have allowed them to work effectively during the crisis. And I'm very pleased to say that this has also been the case at ICMA. Our offices in Switzerland, where I am, in Paris, London and Hong Kong have been closed with staff working from home. But we've continued to support our members in keeping the markets open and to carrying on our work programmes. And whilst it's very encouraging to see that some countries and regions are emerging from the pandemic and restrictions are being successively eased, we do not expect all our staff to be back in their offices for a while. In particular, we're pleased that we've had such extensive interaction still with our members on the many market practice and regulatory policy committees, which we currently run as conference or video calls, and that our interaction with the regulatory authorities through virtual means is as intensive as ever. As you will know, we've been reviewing the timetables of consultation papers and regulatory implementation that were already in progress, and working with our members and the appropriate authorities to have these postponed where needed, notably the EU Securities Financing Transaction Regulation, the SFTR, implementation deadline. And we remain in regular communication and discussion with regulators and other authorities on your behalf on market developments as well as the regulatory agenda. Sustainability. Sustainability has become an even more visible and important topic as we've seen an increase in and in the issuance of social bonds referencing the ICMA social bond principles, as SSAs and corporates raise funds to respond to the social and economic problems caused by the pandemic. And we fully expect this market segment to continue growing and are devoting resources to supporting it. You may have seen from our recent communications that we've quickly adapted and refocused the way that we keep our members and the market informed in the current environment by offering podcasts, webinars and virtual events. We're providing an increasingly full schedule of these offerings, which are and will continue to be available for free to members and the wider market. But we look forward to resuming in-person workshops and conferences once circumstances permit. Our plans for moving our education program online have advanced with the release of 4 new online self-study foundation courses delivered through our new ICMA platform. We're offering these at a substantial discount for the first few months of operation, and will soon be offering other workshops and courses in a live-streamed format. We would normally expect to be seeing you, our members, throughout the year through regional and bilateral meetings to understand better your interests and concerns, and particularly as we approach our annual meeting. While some regions have been able to continue with written and online meetings to give us their views, we'd very much like to hear from you directly if there's anything more we should be doing to support you. As you all know, we've had to rearrange our annual meeting and conference, with the AGM itself now taking place in July in written, non-physical format, and the accompanying conference postponed until 2021. So enormous challenges have been thrown at us by the coronavirus, and it's reminded us of the fragility of markets in times of great stress. The economic impacts are now becoming evident, but as government-imposed lockdowns are gradually relaxed, it is still not at all clear to what extent and how quickly economic activity will pick up. But capital markets must play their full part in funding the recovery and facilitating the flow of liquidity and investment. And ICMA is committed to supporting the market and our members in this endeavour. Thank you for listening, and keep safe.